And it's 10 a.m. in the West Coast, it's 1 p.m. in the East Coast, and it's 8 p.m. in the Middle East. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we have a very special guest, one guest that I always call when I need some light, inspiration, and really happiness, because the light within is something that he shows the world. And I really want to welcome Gerald O'Donnell to my show. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Orly.
I'm so happy to have you. It's always, always an honor to have you, sir, because not so many people understand what an immense light you are to the world. It's one person that I love to call on when I want inspiration, but I want also to inspire you all today, to make you understand that sometimes you need to dig within to help yourself and the world. We have to connect with each other, and I really want you to tell us all about, you know, that fear, that line in between the champion and, you know, not so champion, let's say, the difference that a person can make if he just relieve himself. So there are so many ways, and you have so many discs that I know that we cannot talk about them. But, you know, my audience, they sure need to get some of those. And I'm not telling you, it's just this is the moment in history that we all have to connect with ourselves to make the difference.
Yeah, you know, when you say with ourselves, it means like with the deeper levels with ourselves, and everything connects to the one. So we are all united. When the deeper you go, the more you realize that it's all one.
And
so
we're all
interconnected. Of course, we come from one source, and then we manifest the many, but we are still one. Part of the one source. So as the deeper you go, the more you evolve, the more you change, the more you connect, the more you transform, and the more you feel the joy, because the level of the inner core of yourself, you still are in joy. It's just the like a child when they come on earth, they're born in joy, they're born in purity, and they're totally aware of it. It's life that plays that game on us.
And
when
the difference
right
now
is, compete. Yeah.
And the difference right now is between darkness and light, and people don't understand it. That you know, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, what religion you belong to. You have to choose when you exactly. That's what I want to tell everybody. It's not about, you know, dividing population by race or anything. It's about deciding, you know, the people of life need to show up, to stand up and take the ground. That's what
and the light is to be, and it's not just light as we see it, as you know, you witness light. And darkness is not dark as being dark in the color dark. It's a lack of awareness, and light is an increase of awareness and a different mode of operation. So we are all at some level, everybody, including what you think on the outside is covered up and it looks very dark and very evil and very, very lost. We are all inside. There is a connection, because if that connection wouldn't be to source, you just wouldn't exist. No one would exist. No human, no animal, no plant, nothing.
Yes, so that the plant that is connected.
Connect? Sorry?
Absolutely. I'm saying that the plant is connected, and, you know, you were mentioning before that we are all a reflection of one another, and, you know, whatever we do with ourselves and to the other, it's connected to the rest of the world, and we are touching. People think that they can get detached from the world and do their self, and whatever they do, right or wrong, it stays within. The nature, even the nature, even the animals, they are influenced by that immense power that, you know, come with the world.
Absolutely, yeah, and the world is us. You know, and I'm going to, because, and I know you're originating from Israel. The gematria for nature, Teva, is the same gematria as Elohim. So that level is tremendously interconnected. And we as the humans are playing it. It's almost like it's like a game of life where we lose that perception of being interconnected, and we play our situations, our dramas or our programs there. And we have the choice every single second. We have the choice to overcome this and just reconnect to where we came from before we were born and where we're going to go back after we depart. It's not about necessarily what we call good and evil. It's about learning our lesson here. But the problem is that most people don't learn the lesson, so they keep on repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. You know, it's not only history that repeats itself; it's the lesson that keeps on repeating until you finally integrate it.
Yeah, and we don't get it. And, today I just heard that, France is joining forces and sent some troops, some air force to Iraq as we speak. Yeah, France. Yeah. And that's really, really sad, because once we start having the big powers in the midst, it's going to be big time. And I wonder, we need to pray together for the world, because they can go and break it in no time. I understand, and everybody getting tense, and the horses are starting to get nervous in the in the field, as they say. But I wonder if there is a lesson that we all learned from the Second World War, did we learn anything?
There's a lesson from the Second World War that should have been learned a long time ago. There's a lesson from the First World War. There's a lesson from every day of your life. There's a lesson from every joy and every tragedy that has happened to humanity. And there have been some very cruel, difficult times in humanity, even in our perception of time, thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago. It's not about trying to you don't learn the lesson by studying history. You learn the lesson by understanding why history happened and was projected to us, and what we should have learned and what we somehow learned, because there still is an evolution in consciousness. I mean, people now, even within all the religious groups or the non-religious groups, are more evolved than they were, let's say, 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. But the level of cruelty is maybe sounds bigger because of the tools we're using, but it's less common. Let's put it this way: there is more of a connection to the light throughout humanity right now, and we are connected, and we can speak to each other, and we realize that. We're all the children of God, and we're all the children, if you want to call it, of Adam. The first consciousness that started spreading around and becoming humans. But it's us having to make choices within ourselves, not outside, because it's not by studying the outside that you're going to solve it or fighting it. I'm not saying that you don't have to be prepared against individuals that are of a lower scale of consciousness than you and are trying to find a solution in the past, where it's already been proven not to be a very evolved time or evolved period. But what you need to do really is to connect to your own inner self, because we are all connected. When you understand when we're all connected, when you connect to the good in you, when you connect to the aware in you, when your awareness increases, and you are not by awareness, I mean you're aware of everything. You're aware of the good and the dark side in you. You don't, because to focus on the light does not mean not to be aware that you carry also darkness. Every human being that carries light carries darkness. It's the game here. It's the game of the tree of good and evil. We're all here inside that tree. We're all experiencing it. It's a very difficult and challenging experience. But when we focus on unity, when we focus on what we make bridges, we cross the bridges across, and we cross the bridges within to the purity of the origin where we all came from, because it's all about bridging. And when you do those bridges, you affect a lot. you affect more than you even aware, because it's a lot of this. What you're doing is subconscious. It's not conscious, but you affect people around you. You affect family. You affect the way of thinking, and you suddenly all those walls that we have been building around. And lately, we're building a lot of walls. You know, we're all going into boxes. We all create. You know, it's not only the Jews that we're putting ghettos. Everybody is creating their own ghettos now. Countries are doing it. Religions, parts within religions, humanity, races—they're all going within the ghettos, and then they locking in, and then they're starting to. They think that they're going to survive like this. That's the worst thing you can do. You need to bridge across. You need to create the bridging and the connection and the unity. Because if you don't, the life energy, the real life energy, lowers and gets very, very, very low because it cannot circulate. You cannot have a circuitry in a computer and then you start building, you know, capacitors and blocking the energy from circulating, because if that energy doesn't circulate, then we get close to what is called perceptual death. You know, so everybody's feeling, you know, tired and then they lack energy, and we're doing things to nature, thinking that nature is not us, when nature is closer to the source, by far closer. It's by far more complicated. The universe is incredibly complex and operates on a level that we cannot even understand. It's not. It's a level of intelligence that's beyond the beyond for us. And we are a part of it. So we have to integrate all this. We have to integrate that the core of every single religion is the same. I mean, look at the Middle East. I mean, they all claim to be coming from the same one God. It doesn't matter if you call him El, Allah, Elohim. It's the same. It's the same one God, all right? The Elohim also has many. It's the one within the many. It's that core self. But it's the same God. It's the same source. We're all part of it. And that source cannot disappear, because if it disappeared in a nursing home and it's doing nothing, we wouldn't be here. Because that energy is circulating in us and giving us life. You cannot take when someone is, so to speak, biology, so to speak, disconnected from that life energy, you can do anything you want. It's not going to come back, because that life energy gives it life. But the energy is having a problem now circulating, and the energy is having a problem dancing with us, because it's a dance between us and our source. We have to focus on it. That's why we always say, you know, you should love God with all your heart. It means focus on it. Focus on love. Don't focus. Connect to that source in you. Connect to that point in you that is who you are, where you come from, and where you're going to come back no matter what. You know, the easy way or the hard way.
That's great. That's huge. I think that this is the most important thing that people can do it, and it's easy. It's
so
easy, obviously, but it's easy to understand what they need to do. And by reaching out and trying to connect to the source, they empower actually themselves. That's why we have the Sabbath. It's like try to connect.
Exactly.
It gives you everything. Just said, do nothing. Just try to connect. And the truth of the matter, if you connect yourself right, Sunday you wake up really enlightened and happy. And if you're not, you drain. You keep on, you know, you don't regenerate energy. That's awesome.
Absolutely,
good, right?
Absolutely. And in Hebrew, the Shabbat, if you want, is the Shin is the upper level. You know, it's pointing upwards. It's a trilogy pointing outwards from the Father or the Shekinah, and the Bat, the daughter, is creation. So, but at that day, you are within the daughter, you're within the creation, and then you're connecting up. The connection is straight. Nothing can, it should and can interfere. We need that rejuvenation. It's literally a rejuvenation. And the rejuvenation, not only spiritually, physically, but it's a rejuvenation spiritually, where we go back to our core, and it has nothing to do with religion. As a matter of fact, if you look at the end of times prophecies, it says that you will have to keep my Shabbat. It's not an order. it's the only way to survive, because you need, while you're working, let's say, 6 days out of the week, connecting to all the dramas and the situation and your businesses and whatever you think you need to do to survive, the real core of survival is that life energy, and you need to let go of all this and spend one day going within, because you have it within. You're not going to find it anywhere else. It's not in a place, in a location. It's everywhere.
It's like the
but in
charger.
Order to connect, you need to do the activity. It's a dance between us. You know, God will meet us halfway. He cannot meet us full way. We have to go within and just sit there calmly, peacefully, and connect and rejuvenate, and then you start again. But you are not polluted by all these stories and then the fights and then the desire to destroy the so-called, you know, dark side, you know, whatever you consider to be the dark side, you know, whether it's in your group, whether it's some religious group that think they have to destroy the infidel in the name of God. That is certainly not what the one is about, what the source is about. The source is about joy, unity, and connection, and then peace.
Absolutely. Listen, hold on. We want to get some music, so we'll give you a break, yeah, and we will come back right after this music. Let's go. We need to hear some, you know, to take in what you said to us.
Beautiful. Sure. I'll be back.
I know Doug is with us sometimes, and sometimes it goes away. It's okay, you know, so that's how life goes. It's not we keep talking, it's okay. The idea of a show, especially when they have so much challenges, I have to disclose something at this moment that we speak. The studio has a very, very hard time. For some reason, they have some shortage. And you know everything about when you bring light, what happens to the other side. So the studio is having some hard time.
All right. So, really?
We're gonna. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm here.
So Are we still on?
And we're going to, yeah. I want some music now, sir. I want to hear the new songs that you put, that was promised to me, that it's the real, you know, the new that nobody heard before. That's something I want to hear. I want to bring new to this world, something that's... And we are back on BBS Radio with Orly Benny Davis, talking to Gerald O'Donnell, the gentleman that speaks to us about how to reach within and find the light and reboost yourself and get your energy back and on the right way to happiness and with love. This new song really is appropriate for our conversation. I think so. Gerald?
Yes.
It is. It's about love. You know, I think that Americans can relate to love in general. They like the idea of love. And for some reason, it's always absent everywhere.
You know, I don't think Americans relate to love more than anybody else. Since the beginning of time, when man and woman have created songs, they talk about is love.
Oh, I forgot the French. I'm sorry. The French definitely do that too. They have a lot. You know, the European have a lot. It's not. It's a way of saying it, because. They got it in the Constitution, the pursuing of happiness. I don't think anybody else wrote it anywhere else, and this is something that they have to, you know, we have to recognize them for.
Yeah, but the Constitution in the United States says that every man and woman and child, every nation has the right to have the pursuit of happiness. Well, you know what? That's the only reason humans came in here is to rejoin happiness, and happiness is only going to be achieved not through external means, but the external means are just a reflection. What you see across is a mirror of yourself. If you love the world, the love will love you back. The world will love you back. If you hate the world, the world will hate you back. If you fear the world, you're going to feel the same fear coming back towards you from the world. If you look at the world as being a foreigner, you know, not being you, being a group that's different, if you have a very you have a culture that's very tribal or very you know, you doubt or you mistrust others, well, you'll find the same mistrust in you. And as a matter of fact, this happens from day to day. As your mood changes during the day, you will see people around you changing their mood and reflecting back that mood to you. They're just a reflector of who you have become, in what mood you are in. If you're in an angry mood, everybody seems to be angry around you. So you're the one. You're driving the car.
I'm a really, really nice person, but you know, Gerald, don't forget that. I bring happiness and love to everybody. But the rest of it, why they are mad? You know, those ISIS group. Why they're mad at the world all of a sudden? Why
it's not only ISIS. It's a manifestation. We are coming now to a state where, you know, there are two levels of creation. There's the inner state that is reflected in the outer state, and then there is the fact that there is many in perception that are growing. I mean, there are groups growing all over the world, and the tools we are using can be used for good, or it could be used for, you know, there's no gradient in it, but you can use the same tool, the internet, for good or for evil, or you can use it for bad. I mean, it's what we do with our tools that's so risky. So there is an interconnection. Everything moves faster. You can transfer a so-called philosophy. You can transfer a so-called religion or perception of religion across the nations, across the wires where we think, you know, the airwaves, by far faster than we could do this in the ancient times. It's just an explosion of, you know, when you focus on the dark side, and there's a lot of frustration which may be unrelated to what you really are expressing outside. You look for a hook. You look for something that will bring you a group around you that will then confirm that you are right to be frustrated, and then you look for an external enemy. You look for a scapegoat. The old scapegoat story. That's been sadly a reaction of mankind. Instead of working on yourself, realizing that the source of your problem is really within you, your family. You have to start within you. Then you spread in your family. Then you spread in your little town. Then you spread it across the airways that you use and the tools that you are given to spread this very easy connection that you have inside. That's the connection you can't lose, the connection to the one. And after that, everything is just fluff. Everything is okay. You know, if you want to do different, most people are not spiritual, they're ritual. They do rituals. It's okay if you do different rituals to connect to spirit. All the rituals are fine, as long as you realize you're just connecting to the great spirit, the one spirit. There is no name to it. You don't have to call it by any name. You don't have to kill for it. You don't have to do, and this is the message that Abraham was trying to bring in. And we're still not there yet. We're not even at that level of consciousness yet.
Yeah,
because his children are killing themselves. They don't children. It's the same family. They don't even realize they're the same family. Let's not even go back to Adam. So it's, you know, it's not about tactics and how you're going to advance technologies so that you're more protected and or you have more destructive. It's an atmosphere. The atmosphere the atmosphere in the world has changed from a lot of hope that was there in the year 2000. A lot of it. There was a tremendous hope. I remember when we turned the page and everybody had this magnificent show going from country to countries, and then it was all about unity in the human family, from the small islands in the Pacific to you remember, it was gorgeous, and everybody felt united. And then it didn't matter how it was really an ode, a song to the creator of all this. It was a song to nature. It was a song to the beauty, the magnificent beauty of nature. But people are not even connecting to nature anymore. They're watching it on TV and on virtual reality. They don't even connect to each other. They talk on they text each other, even if they sit across each other. We have lost contact with each other, and we are therefore dying, not only by shooting at ourselves, because we are not connecting across. We're not connecting to the creator within. There are three levels within ourselves, and we teach that in our course, and you connect to that. There is your conscious mind, where you make decisions as a human. That's how the creator created the human. He created a system of thought that you could call the human system of thought. This is very important, because that's where you have free will. Then the behind this is a programmed area, you call the subconscious, that programs not only your biology so that your biology works perfectly well, but it has also programs that are there that create your personality, coming either from your lifetime, from your environment, and also from your ancestry. So it's all built in there. The pure creator is behind this. It does not have a cultural background. It encompasses everything. It goes far beyond. But you do not need to know how the creator creates in order to ask for the creator's intervention. You need to connect, not just by sitting and screaming and praying, but you need to bypass. You literally need to bypass that whole area where the unawareness is there, where all the walls are there, where all the programs, where all the boxes are there, and then you have to go straight to the source, which is extremely peaceful and calm. That's the Shabbat. You go to that source, and you implant your desire. And you cannot implant a desire of separation and a desire of aggression at that level, because that level has no desire for aggression and separation, because it knows itself as being encompassing everything. So you can only implant desires of unity, love, peace, and then abundance, and then healing. Because we're not doing well biologically lately. Even though we seem to live longer, we live longer, but we are plagued with chronic diseases right now, by far more than we had before because of the way we live. So you go into that area, you plunge yourself back. And it's there. It's so easy. You just and we teach that. You know, you quiet down for one day your thoughts. You let go of your memories and your of the past, and then you just sit. You stay there, like Elijah when he went to the Sinai. You know, he went back to the mountain of Mount Sinai, and he just sat there in quietness. So you do this, and then you reconnect, and then you just. That's real prayer. You put your thought at that level, and you know physiologically your brain will show a lot of delta waves as if you're asleep, but you're not asleep. It's just that your conscious mind is not affecting this so much, but you're still conscious, and then you stay there, and then you rejuvenate, and then you put a seed. You put a seed of unity, a seed of peace, a seed of what you really need. And then Shabbat is over, and then you go on for your week, and your week will be transformed. You really need to do this. There's a Shabbat every hour. There's a Shabbat every day. Whenever you have a moment, just go into that state. But we need to do this. And it has nothing to do with... We came here. We were given the Shabbat because the Shabbat is the seventh day of creation, after the creation of men and after the creation of the Jewish nation or the Arab nation, because that's the creation of men, period. Because there is a need for that unification of all the levels, and that's the real Shabbat. We need to go back to that level as a creation, and then we'll have a new creation. And all these crazy things that are really, you know, it's like little children fighting with almost nuclear weapons in the yard, you know, and it's a very low level of expression.
Existence.
Yeah, existence. No. Yeah, animals don't even do that.
Exactly, and what it was said that on when there will be the day of, you know, redemption, it will be all Sabbath. And now you're telling me why it's all Sabbath, because you'll be connected. Once you're connected, it's a Sabbath, because you said on the day of redemption.
Yes, but not only for the Jews or for the Muslims or for the atheists,
right.
Everybody.
Of course.
And we will connect like Solomon. We will talk to the animals. We will be all connected. We're going to realize the incredible, magnificent, awesome beauty of creation. And we will respect it. We won't have to read and study books and an interpretation of it. This is not what it's all about. It's about experiencing life. You don't study life. You experience it. We're not here to study anything. We're here to experience. It's through the experience that you evolve, not through the studying of the life of someone else or just reading something. You will never evolve through that.
And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned King Solomon, because I was just reading from Ecclesiastes, mm-hmm. from Coelet. It was saying that, you know, life, he saw so many things in life, and it's something he recognized, that life is short, you have to leave it. And it's so amazing that a king of, you know, that structure for, you know, so many years ago would say something, a message to the world, you know, you have to live your life, you know, get your life and get your act together and leave. Don't wait for, you know, for something to happen. Take charge, make the right decision, and make it right now, and connect within. And that's why your tools are so important. And, you know, it's really hard for people that don't do that usually, that don't meditate, that don't understand, you know, the wonder of how to empower themselves. In this time, in the geopolitical situation of the world, we have so much need of people who can teach them the way. And I really advise, I would say that I would advise anybody to get your CDs, because your CDs are something that brings together the man with himself and with this, you know, to a level that can relax and can reconnect with life together again. And it's something that is so powerful, it's so meaningful, and it's such a blessing that I must tell, you know, everybody, that I was listening to your CDs, and one night my daughter could not sleep, and she just interrupted me, and she came, and I said, okay, I'll close that. She said, no, it's putting me asleep, and your calmness and your voice brought everybody, you know, even her, to a level of spiritual level, to relax and to calm down. It's something that I mentioned to you, and I'm thankful for that, because it was a gift. It was a gift. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yes, I'm listening. Yes. You're mentioning children, if I may say. We have to work on our you know, everybody's talking about how to solve this next 6 months or the situation. And you know, we're living not only on borrowed money, that includes this country here, which is seriously living on borrowed money, but we're living really on borrowed time. That's what Solomon is trying to convey. We are living on borrowed time, not because there is no time left. It's because we can't continue right now in the way by which we've been operating. And if we look into the past, you know, the way great-great-great-great-grandpa did something, or the way a so-called a religious figure acted, or the way ancients maybe operated, we're never going to solve anything, because the situation is not the same. Everything is dynamically changing every day. One thing is never changes is the way we were created and our incredible power, and that's the human has, to climb back its roots easily and reconnect his own family, because it's just a family that needs to realize it's a family, and then we have powers to heal. We don't need all the outside ingredient to heal or to kill or to do. We have everything within to do this. Our biology is born in perfection. So, you know, I've been teaching this since 1997. I myself have been surprised day after day, and there's only more than 30,000 people that took it, because this is outside of dogma. There's nothing. The only thing that I bring as a reality, as a principle, is the principle one, which is that there is one source, one supreme intelligence that created everything. And it's still creating everything and still holding everything in creation. And you have it. You're part of it. You will never be all of it, but you can connect to it, and you should connect to it. And this is not gifted because you're born in a certain family, or you're born in a certain class of people, or you're born in a certain country, or you're born in a certain era. It was always there. People when looking at it, they were looking at external stories or looking for an external guru or teacher. That's not, you're not going to find anything outside. It's in you, and it had to be easy, because a child does that. They always say, you know, go back to the children, listen to the kids, because they still have that connection when they're born. They're aware of it. They lose it as they start growing up, and then they get adulterated, as I call it. So
we teach them how to lose it, right? We with our way.
We do this. We insist on that. That's our educational system. We instead of bringing out the divine creative source they have and teaching them, we could teach 5-year-olds how to connect to the divine, and then they would download eventually. And I've seen this around me. Knowledge, technology, anything that's of much higher nature than what we're using now. But we are stuck because we tell them this is the only way, you know. This is the only scientific truth, or this is the only mathematical principle that can be applied. And then rare are the people that just break the boxes. Usually these are the ones that change the world, because they go, no, I'm not accepting this, I'm going in. And then at first, they very often looked at as parias or madmen, or some, and in our creation right now, if you say I'm connecting to the level of the Creator, well, if you don't say a name, you know, if you don't say I'm talking to Jesus or I'm talking to someone, they may literally inject you. So, it's ridiculous.
I think I'm faithful to the God of Israel, so I say, and I know that people try to look at people that love God, that they're a little cuckoo, and they try to question them in so many ways. Absolutely. But you know what? I know there is a God, and you know there is a God, and it's
of
not
course,
them.
There is only God. There's nothing else. We are part of it. There's nothing else. We think God is, you know, it's funny, because we call him Shem there, you know. But in reality, this is a name that reflects our perception of it. It's not a name that reflects the reality of it. You know, the shofar is Shem and Po. When you sound the shofar, you bring the shin to the Po. You bring it inside. That's the high Shem, Mashiach in reverse, Messiah. When God becomes alive, it does not become alive only outside. It becomes alive in you. Like you said, the Shabbat inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gerald, please give me your website, address and something.
Yeah.
And please, or email or anything that the people can email you or write to you, because it's really important for other people to reach out to you if they need it and if they want. And
I'm always here. I'm always answering. Yeah, I will give you the website. The website address is Probable Future. Probable Future, like future in one word. .com.
That's nice. Probable future, and they are probably in your future, because they're gonna listen to you, and And you guys have to trust me. It's on this. This is a meal. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's a class by itself. I've been through so many training and so many inspirational, but something like this wasn't there. It was premature before the time because people were not ready. But this is the time. This is the time when we need empowerment. This is the time when we need to have those guts, the understanding that of the leap of faith that we can be better than what we are and not to go and resolve everything with a war. We can reach out at the end of the day and make peace soon.
Yes.
Let's pray for that. That's for sure.
We have no choice. Sure. We will have peace. I just hope that we have. It's so easy. It's offered. It's right here in front of our breath. The neshama, we said neshama, is breathing. It's in Linchom, to breathe. God is in the breath. It's right. It's inside us. So we have to connect. We need to connect to that reality. There is no need. You can do rituals. You can do no rituals. It's really relevant. You wear this. You don't wear that. You look with this type of skin color. You don't look. You know what? Does it make a difference what car you're driving? If you have a Jaguar or a Volkswagen, you're still driving the car. And you know, let's not look at the outside. The inside is the same. So
that's for sure.
Exactly. We all look on the outside. That outside disappears. Falls apart, goes back to the earth, you know, and then we get another car, you know, if we haven't learned. But right now, we all need to learn together, and you know what? The youth is really ready for it. I'm talking to a lot of youth across the board. They're realizing that they've been given a pack of lies. It's not working out. They're not falling, but they don't know where to look, and sadly. Because they don't know where to look, and they feel this frustration inside because they have this need for connection. They sometimes get hijacked by people who are ruthless using the media of the internet, and then that's when you get this ISIS phenomena. But these are not bad children. They're looking for a connection. They want a pure life. They want purity. They don't want this crazy, you know, competition and drug-induced state with that so many are living in. So, and we're not addressing this. We're looking at this as being a fight of civilization. No, it's not a fight of civilization. It's a cleansing their voices. They're silent voices asking for a cleansing. They want to have decency. They want to have family. They want to be recognized, even if they look different than we do. As being as human and as much our brothers and sisters as we are. And when we can do this, we feel this inside. We will then project this outside, and they will reflect this back to us. And then the walls will fall, and then we will be at peace. We will not destroy humanity nor destroy the earth, which is our mother, our source.
Wow. That's incredible, because what you just said, it said, in a different way, we gave the youth a broken world that they are not buying, they cannot live with, and they don't know how to handle. So they're looking in different ways. And some of them are resourcing to such extreme to join those forces, because everybody is asking, how come so many are joining those people?
Yes.
And they are the only force, the new force, maybe a strange messaging, a new thing for them to maybe believe. Maybe they're saying something that they believe, but it's so new, and they want to be new. They are done with the old-fashioned. They are so done. That's why they are barricading on every nation to change the government. That's why they don't trust the old regime. That's why they're putting young people in charge. That's why, because they said, we don't trust you. You broke this world. You didn't give us what we deserve. You promised us happiness without war. Look where you got us in.
Absolutely. And, they can't even start life. I'm talking about even the West in the financial system. they in prison already when they, even before they start university, they have to borrow from banks, and everything has turned really, really, really dark against them, separating them and enslaving them. No human being should be a slave, and by enslaving, it means a slave to a system, a slave to a spiritual system, a slave to a way of thinking. We're all free to think the way we want to think. We're all free, but we know instinctively what brings us joy. It's not difficult. By joy, I don't mean pleasure. I mean joy, like constant joy, like pure joy. You live in this state of communion with others. You love people. You love yourself first, because if you don't love yourself, how are you going to love others?
Right, but you just mentioned something. We created this kind of dynamic of that everything is so expensive, and so even culture, even studying something that they could have, a little book and go to study. Now they have to jeopardize their future, because if they want to become a doctor, there's no more doctor that takes them around and teach the youth how to be a doctor, because
they don't want to be doctors sometimes.
But I'm saying about doctors, I'm saying all kind of craftsmanship, because people don't take the kids and said, okay, let's teach them. They don't care. So they stay out of my way, you youngster, and call them name, instead of taking them. In the old time, this generation, the baby boomer, really had it all. They took everything from the world. They wanted to live free, irresponsibly. They made so much money. They enjoy every penny of it, and they left zilch to the next generation. They really can be proud of themselves, because they use it all. Now they have the leftover for the kids to pay the debt. This is really horrible. I wish.
And who are the kids? It's us. Humanity is not judged by one life. It's a chain. It continues. The real humanity is a chain of life, going from parents to children to grandchildren. It's one story. It's not like a partialized episode. It's a story. We live through our children. As a matter of fact, I'm going into more spiritual stuff. When you depart, you experience your children too. So you continue living in them. We have basically, and I don't want to make a social statement, but we have mortgaged away their future, making it very difficult for them on so many levels, and not even allowing them to think.
Not just this, we don't even give them the tools, the system is so tainted with them right now, they don't even give them a break. They need to get a break.
They need more than a break. They need to be cherished. They need to be adulated. They are our future.
Right.
They are not only a probable future. They are our future. We are killing our future by doing this to the children, because then they turn to violence, because frustration and fear. And it's not about economical only. It's frustration and fear will turn one against another. And then when you don't realize, and then when the parents are brainwashing, or the system is brainwashing, that the one across that looks different is not good. I always repeat this every time, ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha. Ra is evil, but it's not really evil. It's the one that looks different. So you should understand that the one that looks different is you, because there is only one being called Adam. It's a story that keeps on repeating itself and evolving. It's like watching different series on a TV series, and but it's one story that's evolving through the times.
I would challenge the people to get a look with a microscope about on their being. If they look in their in the microscope on their, whatever happens in their body, they wouldn't recognize, and they maybe wouldn't like it either. So people don't realize that, you know, the extension of the world is a part of us, like the organism that they live. They don't know. They have just a mirror. As you said, they look at the mirror, they see one face, they connect whatever they're used and comfortable with, and all the rest, you know, they don't care. But, you know, the next generation now is kicking us back. It's not like that we could sit still, not do nothing, let them fight. They are fighting in the more extremist way, and we need to come to term with that, that we need to bring them solution before something is going to get out of control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know what you said very well, when you look into the mirror, most people right now in the Western world, which is characterized by the outer perception is more important than the inner soul awareness, because we're not connecting to our soul. That's the Greek model, if you want. You know, it's everything is on the outside, the external beauty. We are trying to patch up aging. We're trying to patch up what doesn't look good. We're doing plastic this and plastic that. We're building a nicer outer to your house. But the moment you do the work, which is the work I'm bringing in, you go inside, then you face yourself. And sometimes you really don't like what you face, because you realize, hey, you know, maybe the so-called dark that I thought was all outside, it's coming from me. I'm the one who was, you know, kept it. I'm not handling it. I'm not changing it. I'm not dynamically changing myself into a more loving and more enlightened being and a more aware being. Because when you do this, this is the real work. You start from the inside, and then from the inside, the outside looks different and really beautiful. You don't need plastic. You don't need anything, because everything shines. That's the light shining out. We need to do this, and then teach the children to do that, because they are also being taught now everything is on the outside. You don't need to talk to each other. You don't need to connect. You don't need to make real love to each other. You just have to have sexual relationships. They're lost. They're seriously lost now. So they either turn to drugs, or they turn to extreme movements, or they turn to extreme stories on the internet. But these are extreme versions of religion, which have distortion of religion, because that's already, you know. And this is in every religion. I'm not talking about one particular. Or they're just lost. They're looking for that moment of peace that they had before when they were children and they felt at peace. You know, the parents are not with them, you know, the family has exploded. They feel a lot of insecurity and uneasiness. So nobody is really addressing this. And when you go to schools, they're getting harsher with the children. They don't allow them to speak in school. There is almost, I know in the U.S. there's no interruption between one class and the other so that they release themselves. They're making them into robots, and then if this doesn't work and they don't accept the robotic system, they even give them pills so that they just become robotic. It's very sad. It's really serious now. So we have to stop this movement, and it's free and it's easy, and then the child can do that, and it should do that, because they are more connected. I'm sorry to say, but children are by far more connected to God than the adults are.
Yeah,
it's not the amount of pages that you're going to read that's going to connect
you. They don't have all the sins that accumulated
No, they don't have all the gook. No. We have to flush our gook, but they have much less of it.
Yes. They are pure. They're pure soul, and we need to give them the way to walk them through life without having a pushing them aside. Teaching them maybe something in the world. Listen, this was exciting hour. We covered the whole hour, and I'm so thankful for you. And I really will talk to you some more anytime. And I wish everybody will check the probable future, because it's .com. It's an amazing, amazing site. It gives you a sample, and his voice is so incredible.
And you know what? I also get messages. I give messages that I get from very, very deep inside, and they're important because they're addressed to everybody. They really are. There's not a human that does not connect to the message.
And I love the message that it's on your site now, that, you know, are you ready? The one that's on your site now, it's awesome. I wish I could put it on my Facebook. I would try, but, you know, I cannot. But if maybe if you'll send it to me. Anyway, we're going to say goodbye, Gerald. Thank you so much for coming.
As
God
always,
bless
it's a pleasure.
You.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you, Orly.
Thank you
You're
so
great.
Much,
Shalom.
Sunshine. Thank you. And it's
Thank
always
you.
Good to hear you. Bye-bye, Sunshine.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
And this was Gerald O'Donnell, which is one of the most incredible. He's inspiring and he's touching on the really, really painful note that we are doing something that we must be aware of. We are not helping the kids, you know, overcome all those challenges that we put in their way to their bright future. We're going to help them. We're going to help them. Anyway, this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is BBS Radio, and we are on The Impossible Truth. And every time I get enlightened on this show, again and again, and I know that politics is always in the midst. The Oscars were yesterday, and I'm so sorry I wasn't in California because I love the Oscars. Not that I'd never been there, but because it's a party, it's a festivity. And with all the great movie they made this year, I really think that they deserve a really great week of beautiful celebration because they deserve it. This year, I can say that it's well done. You guys did well. Anyway, I want to wrap this one, and I know that there is so many things. Next week, there is the APA conference in Washington, D.C. There is the big speech that everybody is talking about Benjamin Netanyahu coming to town or not coming to town, because if he's so insulted, you know, maybe he changed his mind, you know. You can insult a person so much, especially a state, and Israel is a state of honor and God's children. They need to really, really think everything that, you know, don't hurt the messenger of God. That's not something that's smart. Be gentle, guys. It's a week to go, and we're going to be next week, God willing, Monday. It will be APEC, it will be everything in the motion, and I know that God will be in charge as always, like he is today and tomorrow and every day of the days until the end of time. So I love you all. God bless you. I'm so happy I gave you this show today, and may the world will wake up tomorrow enlightened, better off. God bless you. Have a great day, California. I love you from Israel, the Holy Land. All wrapping it up. Goodbye.